First things first, Tuesday edition out at Pakenham on the Syntho Racing.com Park. We have eight races to be decided. Warren Huntley has looked at these races. Morning, Warren.
Good morning, John.
Tuesday on the Syntho, your thoughts? Can you jag a couple for the punters?
Well, we'll certainly try, John. Typically evenly graded races. I think there's a little bit of value in a couple of races. These markets get pretty well established with them opening quite early. But I think there's a couple of races where we can certainly trade well and finish in front.
All right, let's go through them one by one. We bounce the ball at 5-1. Windy and fine conditions on the all-weather riders, of course, in the true spot. The first is a 2 years and up maiden over 1,600 metres. We take out 5, 10, 14. Your favourite from the Hayes Dabernick barn is Safety Dance, 360. Invention, 390. Adinvina at $4.60. Tamashanta, 650. And Where's My Wallet at $7.50.
Going with Invention here, John, I thought that first up run was terrific, maintained a really strong gallop over 1,300 metres, worked strongly through the line, a good draw and up to 1,600 metres. The market's been a little bit soft this morning, but I'm keen on Invention. Adivina was good, solid to the line first up also. That was 1,400 metres from back in the field behind Battleborn, who got a run closer to the speed. There was merit in that performance from that barrier draw. Probably has to settle off the speed to some extent. Look, Where's My Wallet showed some good improvement. First run to second run, can roll forward and give a sight. And Tam O'Shant has been a relatively recent addition to the Graham Beck stable, but the first run for the stable was full of merit, as was the run leading into to Graham acquiring the horse. So I thought they were the main four chances. I'd certainly concede a chance to Safety Dance, but I think Scott pretty tight in the market now and he's deep into a first racing preparation. You've got to have an opinion, and I'm keen on 3 ahead of 1, 8 and 11.
3, 8, 1 and 11 from Warren in the opening event. Second race is a 3-year-old filly's maiden. They step over 1,200 here, Wazza. We take out 1, 4, 5, 9 and 16. The Tab Fixed Odds market sees Pico the favourite at 3.10. Cerebellum's 4.60. Shock Shock 4.80. Bobby Rock 6. And then you're out to 9.50 for Foot Foot and Magic Miller.
There was a lot more market expectation than what we got first up for Bobby Rocks. I think she'll be fitter with that run under the belt. And look, the race just didn't shape up that well for her. But from a wider barrier draw here, fitter with that run under the belt, I'm going to go with 2 Bobby Rocks. A bigger field here might generate a more solid tempo. Cerebellum can be effective on the fresh side. Just had that one run preparation last start. So probably not all wasn't ideal there, but can run well, as I said, on the fresh side. Shock Shock stays at this distance range, but I think she may even be one of the better horses to come out of the race. She might be looking for further, but she'll be strong late. I thought Keep to the River maps pretty well here and Hard and Fit getting deeper into the preparation. 2, 3, 11, 7.
2, 3, 11 and 7 in race number 2. Over to the third race, which is a 2 years and up maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings are 9, 14 and 15 here. Chevalier Dion is your favourite at 3.20 for Dunn. Ping Ping 3.60. Mosky $4. Concrete 4.60. And Warren, they're the only ones in single figures.
Yeah, and I can understand that, John. I'm going to go with Chevalier Dion. A recent jump out at Mornington was quite encouraging, and the form through the particularly the last preparations solid. So I think she looks to be coming to hand well, 11 Chevalier Dion. Ping Ping covered a bit of ground, was really good to the line last start. Probably needs to get some luck early from that barrier draw, but I thought that run last start was terrific. Concrete on the fresh side can run well. The form through Sunset Watch and Messerschmitt, certainly good form line for this, and that Sunset Watch form line ties in with Chevalier Dion, the top selection. And Mosky's Hard and Fit and probably looking for this trip now. 11, 7, 10, 3.
11, 7, 10 and 3. Over to race 4, which is heat 5 of the Winter Synthetic Sprint. Class 1 horses over 1,200. Aphrodite Rock is your favourite. D goes up at 2.90. Kev's Lad 3.20. Chopsticks 3.60, No Alibi 4.40, and they're the only four in double figures. So punters really honing in on just that quartet, Wazza.
And I'm leaning with the second favourite here, John. I'm quite keen on Kev's Lad. I think his first preparation was terrific and the form around him held up really well, particularly through Real Martini, who he bumped into on debut and then a couple of starts later was able to win his maiden at a relatively quiet time in a recent trial at Warwickville. But I think did enough, and I think this race with a relatively small field sets up okay for him to just build momentum and be strong late, Kev's Lad. Aphrodite Rock, she trialled well going into the first racing preparation. She was a bit plain on debut, but then she won her maiden and she was spelled. She's jumped out okay to resume. I just think she's a little bit tight in the market. Chopsticks is going well in similar races and in various parts of the state, gets to the synthetic track here, and No Alibi can ride the speed. I just think there's probably not much more improvement left in her, and she did get that win on the board two starts ago and drops back in grade here. 1, 3, 4, 5.
1, 3, 4, and 5 in the fourth event. First leg of the quaddie is a benchmark 70. This is over 1,200 metres out at racing.com Park Pakenham. We lose 1 and 3. Epic Moment, who was well back first up at Sandown, obviously fitter for that run, 2.15 today. Buckler, 4.80. Aurelius Hero at 5. Beyond the Dream at 6.50. Warren?
I think Buckler comes into this race well. He's deep into the preparation, but his last two runs have been terrific, and I think he maps quite well. Look, Epic Moment's got a chance. I think 1,000 metres was just a little bit sharp first up and pulled up with a minor issue there with some EIPH on scope. So you can certainly excuse that first up run, and I think out to the 1,200 metres is a positive. Aurelius Hero is just so deep into a preparation, but Dan O'Sullivan's done a terrific job with him. He continues to race well, can just sit back in a relatively small field and try and come with that good, short, sharp sprint that he's got. And Tommy Stand-Up gets away from rain-affected ground onto a synthetic track here, but he's racing well and can roll forward. 5, 2, 4, 7.
5, 2, 4, and 7. We skip across to race 6, which is heat 5 of the Winter Synthetic Stayers. This is benchmark 64 grade. Over 2,200 metres, Warren. Two scratchings, numbers 3 and 7. Pioneer Town is your favourite at 2.80. Rebel Rose, this filly's been racing in town, will certainly appreciate the drop in class, 3.90. Little Lingy at 4.20. Subutai, $5. And Zoffany Rose is at 11 with Tab.
Well, Little Lingy loves it here, John. This is her favourite surface. She doesn't run poorly here, and from an inside draw, I think she can run well again. If I was playing in the race, I'd be happy to be on Little Lingy each way, and the market's allowing you to do that. 6 ahead of 10. Rebel Rose, you referenced that drop in grade, had the seasoning runs behind Mascolino in this distance range. That's a terrific form reference for this Mascolino, although not winning again on Saturday was very brave in defeat behind Mount Kilcoy.
A bit stiff.
Yeah, he did a bit of work early and just a really smart ride from Benny Allen to get Mount Kilcoy over the line. Super Tight took a while to get that win on the board, but did it in confidence-boosting fashion last start. And Pioneer Town's got a chance. What he doesn't have is a turn of foot, but he just keeps going at that one tempo. For me, he's a little bit tight in the market. 6.10, 5.1.
I don't think you need a turn of foot in that race. I think you just need to build the tempo.
Just get the revs going, John, and just hopefully be the one that's not gasping for air as much as the others at the end.
That's like me jogging around the lake. I'm gasping for air at the end, let me tell you. Race number 7 is a benchmark 58 over 1,600. We lose 5, 13, 14 and 15 here, Warren. Market has Kadabra the favourite, 3.90. Royal Thunder's 4.80. Calder Justice 8. Hanbushi at 8. Thanks Buddy at 8.50. Don't Plead Guilty at 10.
I can understand the support for Kadabra. She'd been trending well going into that race last start. She was heavily in season and now she's just coming back that little bit in distance with the blinkers off and a Norton bit off. Good residual fitness and deserving of a win. Probably gets a nice enough run from the draw. Sometimes it's a challenge to come back in trip, but the Nigel Blackerson stable's going terrifically at the moment and he understands this horse well. 6, Kadabra. I think Lacente's one that's a little bit over the odds, getting fitter. 2 runs at the shorter courses and now up to 1,600 metres, I think can improve. Royal Thunder hasn't had a lot of luck recently. Going to need a bit of luck from that wider barrier draw, but maybe 3 wide with cover. It can be a possible spot here on this synthetic track that you can roll into the race and build momentum in an unimpeded way. And Royal Thunder's stable mate, thanks buddy. Next best for me. 6, 7, 3, 8.
6, 7, 3, and 8. And we rounded up with a benchmark 58, Warren, over the 1,400 metres out at racing.com park. We scratch 1, 6, 7 and 10. Amshella's the favourite, $4. Belzar will obviously go back from that wide gate, $4.20. Anna Nicole Snitz at $6, Uninterrupted, $6.50. Crypto Pierox is at $10. G Wizzer is at $11. Might have to take a few here to nail this, I think, Warren.
Yeah, I'm going to be coming home with four numbers in the quaddie, but I think that Belzar's coming through the best form lines. You reference that wider barrier draw, but a couple of good solid benchmark 64s recently behind horses that would be hard in the market here, and I think she's still a little bit over the odds, number 12, Belzar. Amshell's got a chance. It was a dominant maiden win against modest opposition two starts ago and then was okay in a slightly tougher race last start. Triage interests me a bit, just two runs in the shorter courses, no support at all first up, and then another run over the short course quickly out to 1,400 metres. I think there's some improvement coming from Triage, if not today, then sometime soon, and Gee Whiz has been very consistent in similar races and seems to appreciate going around here. 12, 5, 4 and 2.
12, 5, 4 and 2 in the last race at Pakenham. Bells are a little tightened up here, 480 into 420. Amshell is 370 out to $4. All right, Warren, best bet, Ruffy, quaddie and play of the day out at Pakenham.
I'm going early with my best, John, and it's at a backable price. Race 1, number 3, Invention. And although she's trimmed up as the morning's gone on, I wouldn't be surprised to see Belzar trim up even further. I still think she might be a bit of value. Race 8, number 12. For the quaddie, first leg 2, 4, 5 and 7. Second leg 1, 5, 6, 8 and 10. Third leg 3, 6, 7 and 8. And home with numbers 2, 4, 5 and 12. And I'm going to play an early quaddie as my play of the day. First leg numbers 1 and 3. Second leg 2, 3, 7, 11. Third leg 3, 7, 10 and 11. And numbers 1, 3 and 4 in the last leg.
Well played. Warren Dino is back, so we'll have the panel on tomorrow morning. We must be racing at Sandown, being a Wednesday.
Why not? Yeah, seems like you can set your clock by it, John.
Yeah, put the car on autopilot. Good luck out of Pakenham today, mate.
Thanks, John.